At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hope everyone is having a good day today. You're listening to the Shepherd and Bella Show. We're going to venture into the shadows of history, beyond the written records of kings and conquests, beyond the stories that we've been told to accept as truth. That's right. We're going to be peeling back the layers of a forgotten past, one that's been deliberately buried, and it's been hidden to you from the very institutions that are sworn to guide you. We're talking about a book so controversial that it was removed from the biblical canon. The book that describes not only the origins of mankind's knowledge, but also an unearthly force that has influenced human civilization since the beginnings of time. I'm talking about the book of Enoch. So why are these ancient texts suppressed? Why the book of Enoch? What truth did it reveal that made the power structures of the world tremble? Because in its pages, we find a very story that predicates our accepted religious narratives, a story of otherworldly beings, the watchers, descending from the heavens to teach humanity the secrets of the universe. But here's the kicker. What if these weren't angels in the way we've been conditioned to believe? What if they were interdimensional entities traversing the boundaries of time and space, manipulating human destiny and shaping our civilization in ways we have only begun to understand? Think about it. In today's world, scientists theorize about parallel dimensions, quantum realities, and the idea that we're not alone, not just in the universe, but also in the very space that we occupy. People are reporting strange encounters with beings that blink in and out of existence, UFOs that defy physics, voices in the ether that speak in ancient tongues. And then we have the ancient texts written thousands of years ago describing powerful beings that have moved between realms, imparted forbidden knowledge, and left behind hybrid offspring, the Nephilim, the giants of the old. These were still said to have nearly destroyed the world, but here's where it gets even more terrifying. The Book of Enoch speaks of multiple heavens, realms beyond our perception, each with its own function, its own rulers. Sounds like a multi-universe almost, doesn't it? Are these heavens actually different dimensions? Are watchers still here watching us, manipulating us from the shadows? What if their influence never left? What if still the institutions have this information coming to them? What if they're gatekeeping this? What if they're holding back technology and advancements? What if they know all about this? What if the so-called aliens, or people that today people call aliens, which they've encountered, are the same entities and ancients described moving between dimensions rather than across galaxies? And let's not forget what happened to Enoch himself, the man chosen to walk with these beings. He didn't die like a normal man. No, he was taken. He literally vanished into the heavens, never to return. Why? What did he see? What knowledge did he gain? What was it all about? Was this knowledge powerful? Did the church fear it? Did they want to erase history? Ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to break it down like never before. We're going to examine the Book of Enoch and check out some of the modern theories of interdimensional travel, alien contact, and hidden forces that influence the world today. So buckle up, strap on your diapers, and let's get ready. First, I'm going to get into some news like we always do. If you're joining us on YouTube, you can join us in the chat as normal and check out all the links in the description. Please support the show. Help keep the basic bills paid so I can even keep this thing going. It's a whole new month and I got a whole new stack of bills. So if you enjoy what you hear, please contribute to that to help keep everything going. Today I'm going to get into some news and then we'll get into the Book of Enoch a little bit here. And I want to cover the Book of Enoch, but I want to cover a lot of this news first. Pressures are mounting on Americans, and 17% of all Americans are now wanting to leave the country. They can't take it anymore. They think America is doomed. They look at it as a third world country. There's rising healthcare costs and concerns. There's social division, and a lot of Americans are fed up with it. A new study finds that literally 17% of American adults want to move internationally within the next 5 years. And this also comes as AI is taking all the jobs in America. There's going to be AI for everything. So people really won't be needed. Robots will be used for virtually everything. Self-driving cars, everything. There's no more need for Uber people. No more need for actors in Hollywood. They're being done away with. The new AI writes entire scripts, builds them scene by scene. There's zero need for actors ever again. If you're in the customer service business or the tech business, no need for that. You help people on the phone, no need for that. AI does it all. AI schedules everything. You literally don't need humans for anything anymore. So basically what they're going to do is they plan to basically let all Americans die off. They want to reduce the population of America by at least 50%. This is numbers that we've seen in the Deagle Report and other publications. The Club of Rome and others have published why basically humans are bad, and they want to eliminate what they call the useless eaters. Henry Kissinger's National Security Memorandum spoke about how the population would reach levels of 8-9 billion, and then they would need to do something about it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are there. They are doing something about it. And a lot of millennials also want to move. They want to get outside of the U.S. About 25% of all millennials are really looking to break free from the slavery of the United States. And Canada is a place where a lot of these people want to go. They're looking to Canada. Now, why someone would want to go to Canada, I have no idea. They're saying that Canada has high health care, but you know, it's they have waiting lists there, and there's all sorts of problems. So I don't think a lot of this is thought through, but people just know that they want to get out of the U.S. and they've secured destinations to go to within the next 5 years, they're saying in this. And they're saying that they took surveys on all this, and the key reasons that Americans are considering moving abroad is that they show significant concerns about both American society and challenges of building financial security. So Americans just know that the government and inflation has been taking every last dollar that they make, and it's just getting worse, and they see no extra money in their wallets, and they're having to use their credit cards, and they're going to all go bankrupt essentially. That's what a lot of people are worried about, because money worries are a big factor. Now, there's a work and life balance that people think they're entitled to, but you know, I haven't virtually taken one day off in my whole life since I was like, I want to say 16. You know, I've been working full time, and I've taken a couple days off, you know, in my before my 20s and stuff like that. But you know, in the last couple decades, I've maybe taken like a half day off if I had the flu, something like that. So I work 7 days a week, 16 hours a day. I basically don't even sleep anymore, and just do everything I can to try and survive in this world. But Americans that work the normal 8 hours and stuff, you're going to have to get used to working like I have for decades straight now, and over the last decade in the news media, doing news. You know, get used to the 16, 20-hour days. There's days that I've put in 40 hours. You know, when I was filming my documentary, we went for days straight in that. We had so many film shoots to be at and stuff like that. So, you know, there's no rest for Americans anymore, and the work will only be getting harder. But it's also important to spread this message and get the word out of what's going on, because really Americans are working themselves into this slave society, because they're not really standing up for themselves, and they just keep playing video games and sitting. I'm not saying like all Americans, I'm just in general, like society is pretty decimated, and in this survey it shows that, you know, people want to move to like Canada, Italy, England, Australia, Ireland, France, but none of those are really viable choices. Really, Mexico is an awesome place, you know, to be, especially in today's day and age, and there's great prices, great food.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to macweldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MAC25.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You know, everyone's happy here. Now, Elon Musk, he wants to bring back top-notch air traffic controllers to come out of retirement. Because right now there is a whole shortage of these air traffic controllers. There's a lot of stuff going on with like the FAA. These airlines are almost crashing daily now. I was almost in a plane crash once in the Aleutian Islands in Alaska. It was crazy. Maybe I'll tell the story sometime. I used to be a commercial fisherman. And there was 100-foot fog level this day, and I was way out on out by this island called Sand Point, and there's no navigation systems out there. And they couldn't land at the airport because it was 100-foot fog level. And they didn't know where the airport was. So they flew to another place where they could see through the fog, and they landed. And then they decided to take off again and try and find Sand Point, which is this little island that's like 2 miles inhabitable. The rest is tundra. There's bears there and stuff that'll kill you and all that. And all of a sudden we broke through the fog, and the airport was there, and the plane pitched up like a helicopter, like straight up. And the pilot swung over to hit the runway and just slammed the plane down like sideways on the runway almost. It was insane. The people in the airport, all the people that worked there, said that was the craziest landing they've ever seen. It was a borderline crash. They're like, thanks for riding such and such air. And everyone's like, no, thanks. And, it was all big, tough fishermen on there and shit. They were all scared shitless. I thought it was kind of cool. Like, I used to ride motocross and stuff, so I was pretty wild. So that was like nothing, to me. But it was kind of trippy. Now I get, I have dreams sometimes. I've flown so much that I have dreams of planes crashing and stuff. It's weird. So I don't know what causes that, but Elon Musk wants these air traffic controllers to come out of retirement, because the ones that are in there right now, all these millennials and stuff, and these DEI hirees and stuff, they are just doing a terrible, terrible job. And I don't know. We need to get some qualified people in a lot of areas. Society really has diminished. Now, mass firings across the National Weather Service and NOAA have ignited fury among scientists worldwide, probably because they don't get their funding anymore. They're not getting to ride the gravy train that they are used to riding all day long. So I'm sure that is part of it. There's that in the headlines. And then, Walmart shoppers are raging because they say they need a loan now to buy bulk eggs because they cost more than a tank of gas. That's right. Shoppers are reeling from the sticker prices of eggs that have hit an all-time high, especially in stores like Walmart and others, where a 60-pack of eggs now costs $43. That's $9 to $15 a dozen. Now here you pay about 60 cents per dozen or something like that, or I think 75 cents, something like that. Well, maybe it's a little more than that, but it's like, I think it's less than a dollar per dozen. Maybe it's like a slightly more. I think you get 2.5 dozen for $4. So, you know, one dozen in the U.S. now $9 to $15. And, you know, it's all propaganda. They lie to Americans just to charge them more price. They say it's because of the bird flu. But you can just step across the border into Mexico and buy eggs for nothing because the bird flu, it stops for the border. The border tells bird flu when and where to stop and how to do it. And it stops at all borders, and it obeys that bird flu. But that's just, you know, another sign showing how duped a lot of Americans really are. A lot of people mad that Pam Bondi not releasing the Epstein files, not doing anything about this. They're not going to come in and do anything to this FBI in New York that they claim have these files, and they want them to turn it over. It's all just smoke and mirrors. The whole government's involved and would basically be tried for treason and taken to Guantanamo. But, you know, they'll never let us know that. And, you know, a lot of that is what they're hiding from everyone. They basically are covering up, you know, that's why all these people in D.C., they're getting lawyers, they're lawyering up and everything. But, you know, they're all going to cover each other's backs, right? Now, Gene Hackman's daughter hadn't talked to the famous actor in months and claims he was in good health before his mysterious death. Now they're saying that this is a mysterious death of Gene Hackman. So, you know, could he have been killed? A lot of people want to know. McDonald's is now carding teenagers now. You have to give them your ID to get burgers in New York. So pretty soon they're going to want DNA samples to get that human meat at McDonald's that people love so much. They got human DNA and human teeth in all the McDonald's. That's a known fact. It's in the mainstream media, yet people continue to eat their favorite fast food, Big Macs and all that. And those sausage patties with the teeth in them. You ever get the hard crunchy thing in there? That's a human teeth, kids' teeth and stuff. So the Book of Enoch can be interpreted as relating to interdimensional beings. I mean, there is that interpretation. And examining its descriptions of the Watchers, Nephilim, and heavenly realms throughout a modern alternative perspective can give us some insight into this Book of Enoch, and describes the Watchers as fallen angels. They've descended from the heavens to interact with humanity. A lot of people think of them as messengers. See, angel, if the real meaning of it is a messenger. So now traditional religious views interpret them as celestial beings, but many alternative researchers suggest that these entities could be interdimensional beings and not necessarily extraterrestrial in the physical sense, but just operating on a different plane of reality. Now, the Watchers, as they're called, are supposedly taught advanced knowledge, which they've relayed to humans, or they possess this knowledge already, possibly. They've relayed this to humans. Now, we've heard this story throughout time, and they've given us metallurgy, magic, modern theories, mathematics, you know, this type of stuff. Non-human intelligence influencing a human civilization could also be at play here, some type of AI connection. And to the Book of Enoch, their ability to materialize in human form and interact with humans suggests they could be entities shifting between dimensions. These are the Watchers. There's also the Nephilim, potential hybrid beings. A lot of people see the Nephilim as hybrid beings, offspring of the Watchers and human women. They're described as giant and powerful in the Bible. Some theorists suggest that these hybrids could be the result of some type of interdimensional genetic manipulation. And this might be more than a mere physical procreation. I mean, there could be some type of genetic manipulation going on. If the Watchers were interdimensional, their ability to alter genetic structures could align with theories about non-human entities interacting with humanity through DNA modifications. Now, the Nephilim, they were described as monstrous, leading to speculation that they were partly spiritual, ethereal, or something to that effect. And in the Book of Enoch, it talks about a lot of stuff, but it talks about multiple heavens, not just one, not just two, but typically 7 to 10 different heavens, each containing different realms of existence. Is this what the churches didn't want people to know? This closely parallels theories of multiple dimensions, higher planes of consciousness, and even parallel universes. Enoch's ascent into the heavens is also eerily similar of a near-death experience that shamans and other people have talked about. I've had a near-death experience. I had an out-of-body experience and stuff like that. Maybe I'll tell them one day. The different levels of heaven are associated with punishment or paradise. They could be interpreted in different frequencies. That's another thing. Frequencies could come into play. I mean, there is so much that could be going on with this. All I know is this is the Word of God. These are the books that they didn't want you to know about. The Book of Enoch and these connections to all these modern theories. The Book of Enoch, it's been linked to different ideas. UFOs, aliens, abductions. You know, beings were seen phasing in and out of reality. Like the Watchers. So we got reports of this in real life and then reports of it in history in the Bible. Could there be multiple realities? There's also demonic and angelic encounters. And, you know, could these beings appear from plane to plane or across these dimensions? Now, the Book of Enoch, it's an ancient text, and I think it probably describes something somewhat of an international, interdimensional beings and, you know, their interaction with humanity and the accounts of all this stuff, the Watchers, the Nephilim and all this stuff. This has been hidden from humanity. Obviously it's what the churches don't want you to know, but really the Bible, it's a book of history, you know, it's a book of real stuff that happened. I look at it as like a book of fact, a book of truth. It is not a book of parables. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back later on today if my voice holds up, and we'll be doing another show. We'll go over all the latest news and views and talk about stuff. I might have open lines later as well. Join us 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central. You guys have a great morning and take care.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. So just like you, he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.